Let's go now to Missouri, where Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton by a wide margin, 57-38%. And Republican Senator Roy Blunt fended off a tough challenger to keep his seat. Peggy Lowe of Here Now contributor KCUR reports.
66-year-old incumbent Roy Blunt beat Democrat Jason Kander, the Secretary of State, in what had been a close race. Blunt met his supporters at a Springfield hotel early today and talked about the remarkable Republican sweep in Missouri, which made red virtually every office, including the governor and all the way down the ticket.
Never in the history of the state have we reelected majorities in the Missouri General Assembly, the House and the Senate, reelected a senator, and elected five statewide Republican officials.
If Blunt sounded surprised, he wasn't alone. The Senate race pitted a Washington insider versus an outsider, two men from two very different generations, and polling showed the contest in a dead heat going into Election Day.
I had a call about 30 minutes ago from Secretary Kander, and it was a generous call. It was a generous, both a concession call and a congratulatory call, and what a fight he put up.
After midnight, Kander met with a few Democrats left at a theater in Kansas City, many already having downed their beers and a few even shedding some tears over the presidential returns. Much like he did on the campaign trail, the 35-year-old Kander focused on his young supporters. He had hoped to become the first millennial to serve in the Senate. He urged others his age not to give up just because they lost.
This is a generation that is capable of greatness and is a numerous generation, and it has a lot of work left to do. Thank you. Stay with it. Thank you.
The race set a record $46 million in spending by outside groups and helped the Republicans keep their majority in the U.S. Senate. For Here and Now, I'm Peggy Lowe in Kansas City, Missouri.